7 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday already. You are in the company of one R. McFadden, and R. Fasanelli is here. Jay Horn is here. We also have H. Bachman along with D. Steffen. Everybody here. And we're joined by R. Cyber. Probably Mr. Cyber saying, huh? Richard Cyber is a leading wireless consultant, and he's here to help you understand how to safeguard your information. We all hear these stories every day of whether or not you're safe. You have things that protect your computer using Wi-Fi. Is that something? And people be out there just somewhere you don't even know where they are, and they could be tapping into your device. So let's find out how to protect yourself. It's Cyber, welcome. I suppose people may tease you a bit about your name. It seems appropriate for what you do.
Yes, Doug.
I'm probably the first person to ever bring that to your attention, right?
I wish I had a nickel for each time I mentioned Cyber.
Did you ever think about changing the spelling of it from S-I-B to C-Y-B to just make it fit?
Absolutely, and I wish I had.
So, the person, I'm not a novice, but I'm not someone who really is all over this. This isn't my life. This isn't my passion. This is a tool that I use, and I think most people listening probably find it that way to a certain extent. So I have the usual tools. I got an iPad, and people around me are using devices, laptops, that kind of stuff. And I have a modem here, and there's an access code. What keeps somebody else who may be near to me from using it or finding it or hacking into the stuff that I don't want people hacking into?
Oh, great question. You are more of a seasoned user, and most of
my colleagues might not agree with you on that, sir. Yeah.
There are approximately 100 million users taking advantage of public Wi-Fi networks, and the vast majority of those networks are not secure, which means when we go to the corner coffee shop, we're logging in with whatever device, whether it's a smartphone, a tablet, or a PC, and we're taking advantage of the connectivity. But what we're not doing is really realizing, and this is about awareness, realizing that the transmission, all of the data, all of the content, pictures of our kids, financial information, is all very susceptible and easily, not only visible, but hackable.
Let's clarify that, though, for a second, Mr. Cyber.
Sure.
Are you talking about the information that we are transmitting via their Wi-Fi network? Like, let's say we're sitting at Starbucks or a restaurant, and we're using their Wi-Fi network, and I send an email. Is it only what I'm sending through their Wi-Fi network, or can somebody really use that Wi-Fi network to access my hard drive?
Both. Actually, so the information that's in the ether or in the air is certainly vulnerable and susceptible, but everything on your device is actually accessible. So yesterday when I left Boston and I took Amtrak to New York City, I was on my iPad, and everyone in my car I saw, I had visibility, not intentionally.
Did you find anything interesting?
I didn't snoop or look other than to see who was actually on the public network. They came up, their device came up, and I ultimately connected to a personal hotspot, which is an alternative. And there are many out there. Net Zero, which was quite disruptive in the early days of the Internet, has recently entered the wireless broadband space. And they offer a secure solution by really providing a device that has encryption. So there are alternatives, but the majority, and according to a recent survey, approximately 64% of the 100 million people out there aren't that concerned with security.
So you said this is about awareness, kind of insinuating that there's really nothing we can do about it?
No, to the contrary. We can take many steps to protect the content and the information on the device or that we're transmitting.
Okay, so aside having, let's say I don't have a personal hotspot. I mean, obviously that's something we should look into.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I don't have a personal hotspot that is secured, and I walk in and I need to have a quick meeting with somebody, and I'm sitting at the Starbucks or wherever, and I need to access their Wi-Fi. How can I protect myself?
Certainly use passwords. Make sure your firewall is activated. Make sure your folders are private where you can adjust or change the settings. And really just taking those steps, making sure that you disable your printer sharing. Little things like that ultimately make it much more difficult for someone who really wants to see what you're doing or perhaps have some nefarious actions in mind.
Can you clarify printer sharing?
Sure. If you have a file and printer sharing feature on your computer, you'll just want to really deactivate it. You typically wouldn't be printing at that corner coffee shop. So if you have access, and when I say access, these are Achilles heels or open capabilities that you're providing someone who might want to take advantage of really these windows, if you will, or these vulnerabilities in your device or what you're transmitting. So if you think about it, you want to provide as tight and closed of a connection as you're transmitting.
Let's
and each access point that you open, such as file sharing or not having your firewall, really makes it easy for someone who wants to take advantage of that to get in.
All right. What about these new gadgets? We every day are confronted with something new. Everybody wants to update their iPhone, new iPads, all of this stuff. Do you really get something better for all this extra money?
I would say wait. There are a number of new devices that come out weekly, monthly, and there's the Consumer Electronics Show in January in Las Vegas where many companies introduce new products. I have an iPad, too. I have a couple of them, actually. And they're perfectly fine and upgradable in the sense that you can add a personal hotspot that's on 4G that really provides the same type of connectivity that your iPad 3 now has built in.
Mm.
So I would say that while we've become a bit of a disposable society, the devices that we purchased 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, are more than sufficient. They've got plenty of computing power, plenty of memory, plenty of speed. And it's really just a question of understanding what you can take advantage of to make sure that they are current in terms of the speeds and connectivity aspects.
So bottom line is be aware and learn about your personal settings.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you don't have to be the first kid on your block to have all the good gizmos, the new gizmos. All right. Thank you, Mr. Cyber. Richard Cyber, expert on Wi-Fi safety here on Good Day. One of the things to keep in mind, I think, is for those of you who have children that are surfing the web, there are some things that are pretty important, given what he just explained to us. It seems to me you can apply to your children especially. I think there's just way too much information floating around. Whatever. I mean, you see these things every day, these pictures. Here's the story today. Somebody has flashed around the picture of Bobby Christina with a bong. And, you know, I mean, that's something that comes as a result of somebody taking a picture and maybe putting it up. They might have sent it to some picture file, and somebody can capture it. Anybody can capture that stuff, and it gets to the National Enquirer.
Who was it? Was it that got hacked? Miley Cyrus or somebody? Their phone got hacked into a month or so ago, and pictures were taken off of their phone and sent out.
Yep. Right. Nobody ever does that to me, though. Nobody ever takes naked pictures.
Nobody's hacked you?
Nobody's seen naked pictures of me.
There's probably a good reason for that.
By the way, did you see this woman who was smoking a cigarette at, I think, I can't remember which airport it was, yesterday afternoon, and the people at the TSA told her to put the cigarette, she's not supposed to be smoking in the airport anyway, and she gets so upset, she took all her clothes off as she was going through the x-ray
machine.
She
went through TSA naked.
Really?
Yeah, naked.
Yeah, and then she was promptly taken to a hospital for mental evaluation.
But who was watching her? There's 97 of these guys standing around jawboning with each other while you go through this stuff, wasting time. Somebody
wanting to see how far the naked woman will go.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
I wonder if she got a pat down.
I saw a picture of her. I don't know who would be eager to be patting her down.
Yeah.
Unga bunga. All right, 17 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ladies, in a few months, it will be summertime. By the way, there's a lot of tweeting, and Facebook conversation about my singing yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, it was trending on Twitter.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Wait a minute, you don't have to take that back.
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, so what, Heather, did you find?
Well, you have requests for new songs, new material.
Really?
On Facebook. Yes.
New
many.
Material.
Yes, they love
wow.
you. They love you. They want
Keep
more.
Keep encouraging me. See if we can warm up something, Richie.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so those...
Summertime.
Summertime. Yeah. Back to summertime. Yeah. You love to get rid of those extra pounds, and the way to do it before you get into your bathing suit is with the product that I have extolled the value and virtue of, the way to lose weight today, to promote weight loss. You and your friends, all the kids on your block, should be starting a program with TH121. TH121 contains all the natural ingredients that are shown to reduce those unwanted cravings while enhancing fat burning at the same time. Turns your body into a fat and sugar burning factory when you take TH121. Terrific health can be yours. Great looks. Get on to this formula now. You get a free bottle when you buy one at the regular price. You get a free 30-day supply of TH121 calling 800-525-2710. We'll get your results that are guaranteed, or you get your money back. So you get a couple of months' supply. You pay for one. It doesn't work. You get your money back. Not a bad deal. But it will work. That's why so many people are calling 800-525-2710 to order their supply. Lose the weight. Look your best. Feel good as you go into the good weather months. 800-525-2710 for TH121 to lose that weight.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay, today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Thursday on Good Day 4/12/12, 21 after.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I kind of like the best thing for me about American Idol is this.
The theme, yeah, the theme, totally.
Yeah, the theme kind of
gives you know.
And interesting how, you know, if I may, as an aside here for a moment, you think about shows that work or music that works or things that click, and then you don't necessarily give credit to the people who put things together, who look at an actor or actress and say, that person's just right for that role. How often, I mean, think about the really successful shows. Go back to Hill Street Blues and the theme that brought you into Hill Street Blues. And looking at the, think about the characters and how they all had a connection. They all, and that's not by accident. Those people who do the casting are really good at understanding energy and whether there is any kind of a coagulative feeling. Do they have the, what do they call it, chemistry? And that takes a special expertise. I think, you know, oftentimes a franchise like American Idol, putting these people together, it's really a very interesting and quite a specific skill. I've known a few casting directors, and I don't be a wise apple, in my time. And
you sat on their couch.
Oh, see, that's it. Easy shot. Nice scoring. Yes. Actually, no. One of them I wanted to, but
nice.
But I didn't. Anyway, so yeah, it's just we think about these things. The 24 sounder is another example of that. I mean, that just so captured in that just the Law and Order sounder. It just captures kind of what the show is all about. And the American Idol theme it does too as well. And I, frankly, I think. Over the years, the Rush Limbaugh thing that is from Pat Benatar.
Now you got me.
Yeah, exactly.
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, right, exactly. That was perfect.
Ohio.
And it has stayed there because it was perfect. So anyway, kudos to the whoever it was that, whoever the sound engineer was that put that together. Because it's all electric. But it just is kind of a cool thing to capture one's attention. You all know then we're going into American Idol.
Bass, guitar,
that's all it is, right? Somebody's probably riffing and they heard that.
Right.
What's his name? Burnett? Heard that, I bet.
That's
you.
Electric drums.
Yeah.
And then a keyboard.
That could be on my new album. See, Heather has the benefit of being actually here with me and watching me.
Yeah, we're sorry for you, Heather.
Hearing that.
The hand motions are great.
Yeah, the hands
with a glowing
never stop.
Smile.
The hands never stop.
Skylar Alane started out the program last night with Didn't You Know How Much I Loved You?
I remember the
was all you'd ever need. Did you change your mind? Well, I didn't change mine.
I haven't.
Here I am trying to make sense of it all.
She hasn't registered with me before, but there's something about the way she sounds there that registers with me.
Yeah, anybody I like else? The voice.
Huh?
I like her voice.
Kind of
yeah.
unique.
Yeah, this is a Kelly Pickler song.
Yeah.
The judges apparently were very impressed with her performance.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's yeah, cool. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I think we all like it. All right, next up, Colton Dixon singing Love the Way You Lie. Jennifer, you can sing this to your next boyfriend.
I love the way you lie. Thank you.
On the first page,
I hope.
I don't like this at all.
Do
you like this?
The future.
Give it a minute.
So bright.
What is that?
Oh, it's out of
the I don't know why I'm still surprised.
Eminem.
Even angels have their wicked skin.
We're going to have time to let this go with you, do
we?
Anyway, Judge and Friends, I like this performance on American Idol. 28 after on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It is Thursday. Yes. In just a matter of moments, seconds, in fact, Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is going to take you to the Home Depot, and she will not leave you there. At least, when you go, you won't feel unrequited. Right, Roberta?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Roberta? Did I say
nope.
Roberta or Roberta? What did I just
Roberta.
Say?
Roberta. That's okay. I will take whatever you can give me, Doug.
Yeah, I know. You've been telling me that for years.
Yes.
Okay. So
even
there's
if it's
that.
Nothing.
Plus, Jennifer Horn has some information on Mr. Big. Mr.
Ooh.
Big? Mr. Mm-hmm. Big, yes.
There's maybe a Mrs. Big.
Uh-oh. That's a kind of interesting visualization. Hello,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Big.
Mrs. Big.
How many women would be flattered to be introduced? Hi, this is my wife, Mrs. Big.
When you're married to Mr. Big, not a big deal.
You know, he's okay. Older than you think he is.
Yeah.
He's very.
Who
his,
cares?
Well, he's... What, because you would take him no matter what? Is that, you like Mr. Big, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. He's a New Yorker, and Roberta loves New Yorkers. 800-510-8255 reaches us on the phone. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Have we got Heather set up at DougSteffen.com with Rich at DougSteffen.com?
It is coming.
Is it? Okay. To a theater near you. Jim is in Melbourne listening to WMEL. Hi, Jim.
Hey, you were talking about those sounders, and it just reminded me of a funny story. I've listened to Rush for many years. It may have been back in the 90s. There was a time when he had to stop using that song, that Chrissy Hynde song. Somebody from her management team or something called and said, we don't want you to use it
anymore. She said herself, she went public herself and said, I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I don't want him using, but it's a public domain. Well, it's not public domain.
No, he paid for it.
You pay for it.
He paid him enough songs.
BMI and ASCAP and all those other licensing organizations charge stations for the use of music, and Limbaugh somehow added to the pot. I don't remember exactly what it was. Recently.
Yeah, I don't remember how much it was, but he paid enough to where she was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. We can all be had for a couple of bucks.
His story was that her parents were regular listeners, and they
yes.
called her and said, why don't you let them use that song?
I'm so proud of you. Right? A proud moment, yeah. All right, yeah, that's a good story. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
800-510-8255, shopping. Last night,
I love shopping.
I went shopping. I stopped at the supermarket. And as I went into the supermarket, my phone rang. And it was my daughter. And she had stopped at the Trader Joe's in Hollywood. I was at the Roach Brothers supermarket in Natick. So we shopped together on the phone for about 40 minutes.
Virtual shopping.
Went up and down the aisles. Picking out, she's telling me, she knows what I have in my refrigerator and knows what I want. And so I'm asking her about certain things in the gluten-free aisle. And I was trying to convince her that it would be okay to buy some gluten-free cookies. Mm-hmm. And she reminded me that there was still a lot of sugar. Just because they have no gluten in them doesn't mean that they aren't loaded
right.
with sugar. Because I went through all that, thought, wow, let's get some of these cookies and let's
they
get
They have
that.
To be healthy, yeah.
Yes, right, of course. It's healthy. It's the gluten-free aisle. It's not going to be bad. So anyway, she also invited me to come to the last day of school. She's been teaching at a school in Los Angeles for the past 6 years and is about to embark on a career teaching at UCLA with her husband, who's a prof at UCLA. And so she has been. I know I sound like the proud parent. I am. I'm very proud of my children. Megan's done great things, and is becoming feistier with each passing day, which wasn't necessarily her calling when she was younger. Although Richie will tell you, she's always had very strident opinions about things.
Yes.
But would not, she would refrain from getting into, conflict or argument.
She doesn't like mixing it up.
She doesn't. Well, now she's getting a little better at that. And the most important, though, claim to fame is her connection with the students at this school. And over the years, she's had some. She teaches at a school that is, shall we say, how do I say this without sounding like a jerk? It's an exclusive. There are three or four exclusive high schools in Los Angeles that cater, it's Brierley in New York and the one that begins with a D. She taught at both of those, too. Which ones are those? Right, you remember, Roberta? There's another one, I don't remember, not important. At any rate, so all these kids, she has a really interesting following of students that she's had over the years. And they've invited her, each year a teacher gets to speak at the final days, the last day of school. They have kind of a big convocation, and instead of bringing guests from outside, the students are allowed to pick the teacher that they want to address them on the final day of school. And because they now know that Megan is leaving, they have asked her to deliver the address. And I'm not sure what day it is, but she said, Dad, would you like to come? And of course, the father said, yes. I have not been.
Got to move cows that day, Megan. Sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Are you going to cry? You paused for a minute.
I think it will be very interesting. I'm sure I will at that moment. But it's we all have what we find that we love about ourselves. We think we love our children, but what we really love is what we see of ourselves in our children. I think that is one of the things. Not they become individuals.
So you,
but
think,
yet,
you think she'll start her speech with 33 past the hour on a good day?
Maybe she will.
Let's make this a 2020 news quiz.
Oh, very funny. Okay. Speaking of that, I did have a 2020 news quiz, and you distracted me to the point where we're beyond our 2020 window.
My fault, sorry.
Yeah, it is your fault, Richie. So I want to get right to Roberta so we have time for our Queen of Cheap Information from Roberta works so hard. She's slaves. She works and slaves all night through so she can bring this information
She's
to you.
The Queen of Cheap. The Diva of
My favorite
Professor Helly.
Okay, let's start with Disney's Family Fun Magazine. If you like it, if you like to have fun with your family, here's a free, yes, sir, free two-year subscription to Disney Family Fun Magazine. Just click on the link that you'll find in the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. We've also got, if you really want to be a masochist, free Chuck E. Cheese tokens for kids. Ugh. Have a go to Chuck E. Cheese. I think the sound level there,
But you're talking about the food quality. Oy.
Yeah, but
it's just pizza and salad. I mean, they have some sandwiches,
but it's the
too.
Kids, all the kids screaming at once and running around. But the good thing is the kids can earn these coupons. What you do is you download these charts. It's like chores, table manners, homework. And then as the kids check off things on the charts, they can bring them the Chuck E. Cheese and get free coupons. So I guess it's a good incentive.
It's a necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil, yes.
Yeah.
If you're planning on visiting the national parks this summer, we have a free ebook. It's a National Parks Visitor's Guide, courtesy of Amazon. Ever smell Auntie Anne's pretzels? Oh, man, I go into Penn Station, you can just smell
go into
them.
Any mall.
Oh, any mall, you smell. Well, we have a free Auntie Anne pretzel with a purchase. It's their new pretzel. Go to their Facebook page and like them. It'll tell you exactly how to do that. If you join the Home Depot Garden Club, you can get $5 off a $50 purchase. You know, it doesn't sound like much, but, you know, every $5 counts. And at Denny's, you can save 20% off your entire check. It expires on the 19th of April, so you've got plenty of time to use it. So you go to Denny's, eat whatever you want, bring as many people, and save $20. And you can also save money by going to a website called Vitacost.com. At Vitacost.com, they've got all your better household essentials, your health and beauty items, your natural and organic foods, and the best part is it's at up to 50% off, and if you order $49 or more, they bring the stuff directly to your door. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, you can take that cost out of healthy living, Doug.
Aren't you sweet, Roberta?
I'm
and
so sweet.
Well-informed.
Incredibly
well-informed. It's an
well
exciting
informed.
Moment every day when we get to hear these things that are sort of cumulative. Actually, I'm not, obviously I have my tongue somewhere firmly implanted in my cheek, but there are some great things there. I do say every day to check out what Roberta has, the Queen of Cheap Box, because there are a lot of cumulative things there, bargains, supermarket stuff. And speaking of supermarket things, right next to the box where we have the Queen of Cheap material, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, has information I probably should have checked with him before I went into the supermarket last night. A lot of springtime fruits and vegetables are making their way into the supermarket. And Phil has great stories and information. You know, we look at this like I was tempted last night. I love corn on the cob. And whenever I see it, I want to buy it and eat it. And I'm always disappointed. Unless it's fresh from here, I try it. I'm always, but I, what is it, the old, the hope springs eternal in the heart of the youth. And so I'm thinking, okay, maybe the corn this year is going to be better than the corn last year, which was garbage. So I went back to this little stand where there was some Florida corn, and four times I went back and I picked up, there were 4 or 5 ears of corn, I picked them up and I looked at them and I thought, oh, maybe I'll try this. But you'll be proud of me because I didn't succumb to that desire.
Big boy.
Yeah, well, it's, wow. That stuff is not... Unless you have no taste. See, growing up on the farm, being around what is really fresh, and this is where the country is going. We all know that more people would like to get, especially if you can get it at the same price that you can get the garbage for, you want to buy local fresh produce. And there's nothing like it. So you see these hothouse tomatoes, and you might as well eat red plastic or
styrofoam.
Right, exactly. It's just, there's nothing there. It is, there's no energy, there's no vitamin content, there's no flavor, nothing. It's just like, it's nothing. And you can mask it sometimes by putting it in a cheese, grilled cheese sandwich, put a tomato in there, and then, okay, do you get any benefits from it? Remember that the fruit and vegetable that you eat today, pretty much all of it, because we have, you know, especially north of the Mason-Dixon line, we haven't got anything growing for 6 months. So that stuff's all been shipped 1,500, 2,000 miles. It's taken a week to get to the store. It loses, with each day, it loses about 10% of its value. So you have something, I paid $4 for blueberries last night, a little bucket.
I always play $5 for blueberries.
Yeah. Yep. And what am I getting for it? I'm getting something that was grown in Chile, and how long does it take to get here up the boat? But there's some value, I think. I keep trying to convince myself there's some value to it. In a moment, Mr. Big shows up on Good Day in Conversation. It's 15 before the hour.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanex Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-Day Challenge.
satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
See, that sort of speaks to what I was talking about a few minutes ago. The shipment of goods, it's great to have the trains doing it, but I think when it comes to food, it's not always going to deliver what you want. 12 minutes for the hour, the television world now, the focus of Jennifer Horn, Mr. Big!
Mr. Big has Mrs. Big.
Chris Noth, very interesting guy.
Very attractive, and you're right. He is older than I thought. He's 57 years old.
Right.
Really?
How old is his new wife?
I don't know, actually. Oh, she's 30.
30,
it looks like.
Yeah.
Tara Wilson is her name.
Right.
They got married in Hawaii on April 6th, and hopefully they've been together a long time.
Yeah, they got a 4-year-old son.
Yeah, so it's time-tested, so that's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes those relationships.
He's had an interesting career. He was a bartender for a long time while he was doing the television. Like, he is a New York, typical sort of New York actor. They get themselves involved in all kinds of different things. So when he started as Logan on Law & Order, he was working in a bar. And he kept working in the bar. After he was, he became very well known quickly. But he stayed working at this bar. And apparently he's worked there off and on for about 20 years.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'd bartend.
Didn't he have a show before?
Law and Order?
Yeah, way before that. Where it was just him. A short-lived show, like a season.
I don't know.
He became famous with Carrie Bradshaw, I thought, and then Law and Order, of course.
No, Law and Order was first and Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie made him a big star.
I'm sure he had something.
Right.
Yeah, all these guys.
Yeah, he didn't get started. Right. Okay, Alec Baldwin what else you got there, Jen?
Okay, Alec Baldwin, yes, we can talk about that. Alec Baldwin has left the country. He's headed away from all the nonsense, and he took to Twitter, as he often does, because he was very upset with the news media sitting outside of his house, also following his girlfriend or fiancé to work, and he said in tweets aimed at NBC's Today Show, because they were stalking out his apartment, he said, the television crew camped outside my apartment, said they were here with Today, and then he tweeted how the mighty have fallen. He also said, I think I'm leaving NBC just in time, which also sparked a few rumors that he could be possibly leaving 30 Rock, although insiders say he signed a deal to re-up for next year if there's another show.
All right, speaking of sign-ups, why did Matt Lauer get the big bucks?
Oh, that was your story today, Dougie, because apparently Katie Couric offered him money to go
to ABC. Yeah. ABC cranked it up.
cool.
That was pretty cute. Yeah, right. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking earlier about how themes set the tone for various programs like the 24 Sounder and the Law and Order Sounder and the Sounder for American Idol. Here is another perfect example of a program being sort of built around a theme. Tom Kreitler's mother had in her head one morning, she woke up and she heard this song ringing in her head, so she decided to set down
the
piano.
Paper.
Right, exactly. And she came up with the lyrics. And then she gave it to her son. And he, Tom Kreitler, created this amazing program that has become multinational. It's multi-purpose. It's just like it's like having Formula 409. On the radio, it cleans everything.
I don't think I've ever been compared to a Formula 409 before, Doug.
There's a trade publication put out by a guy named Al Peterson, who's a friend of all of ours. And I talked briefly about Tom visiting here on the farm a month or so ago, and he took a picture of Tom and I holding one of my cows. And it made it into the trade publication yesterday. But what we didn't see was the cow behind Tom apparently getting up close and personal. So the picture, when we sent the picture to Peterson, he publishes it in his trade thing. We ought to put this up on Facebook, actually.
On the
website as well. The headline, Richie, is, "How can a cow become a goose?" And
funny.
The cow is about just very close.
Tom is getting very personal with Tom.
Rather established his backside. Anyway, so it highlights the fact that you were visiting me here on the farm. It was kind of cute.
And it's a beautiful farm. And it was a pleasure to meet Peaches and her entire family.
Yes, right. The entire crew. Right. All right. So at 55 past the hour, the real reason for Tom being here isn't to extol the value and virtue of my cows, but to talk about how he can help you improve things at your home. And so with that in mind, actually, didn't we have a bunch of questions from last week that were left over? I'm trying to find
them. Yeah, I sent them to you this morning.
Did you really?
Last night, yeah.
You sent me to did you? Oh, wait a minute. Here they are.
There they are. All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I've got
Tildy in Texas.
Yes. All right. Is that who it is? Yeah. Tildy. Hi, Tildy. Nice to have you listening. Tildy writes, "I'm going to paint my son's room, and I'm considering using non-toxic paint. Is it worth the price difference? What's the problem with traditional paint? Well, latex paint sucks. Other than that, there's no problem with it at all.
Well, I mean, latex paint, I wouldn't say that sucks. I mean, I would say that there's a difference in quality across brands, and you can't be too price sensitive when it comes to paint because you get what you pay for.
Uh-huh.
Now, in terms of the environmental friendliness of this paint or not, VOCs are volatile organic compounds, and that's, you know, part of what makes paint actually work well, quite frankly. But over the years, we've figured out how to take it out and still maintain the paint quality.
Mm-hmm.
That said, it increases the prices. Now, I know Leslie, my co-host, just painted her son's room with a low VOC or no VOC paint, and I think she said it was like $50 or $60 a gallon. So
Whoa.
The price of the paint is very expensive when you go with completely no VOC paint. That said, I think you could probably, in most cases, use a low VOC paint and then ventilate the room properly and give it a day or two to air out.
I have a better suggestion.
What's that?
Sometimes is the case. We have a new thing called milk paint.
Now, that's not new, Doug. That's been around for 100 years,
it
right?
It is. You're right. And I have, but I'm selling it at my dairy farm at the store there. What you do, the gimmick at the store, is to, there's a powdery substance that you buy in a bag, and you mix it with a gallon of milk. So you buy a gallon of our milk, you mix the paint, and it is much more durable, and the colors are much more interesting, at least that's from my perspective, than using latex paint anyway. It's very good, covers well, lasts well. It's kind of, and I don't think it costs $50. I mean, it costs,
you know, that's
whatever the paint costs.
Succession.
$9.
Excellent succession. I'll tell you something, Doug. I had my staircase. I needed to strip the old paint off it.
Yeah.
I had a guy come in and help me with it that's been doing this a long time. And we got down to, like, bottom layer. And he goes, oh, this is milk paint. We're never going to get this off.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, it's tough stuff.
It is tough stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So it does last. I don't know whether it's better exterior or interior, but it has a nice sort of connection to it.
I'm going to have to try that. I didn't know that you were making milk paint.
We have milk.
I'm going to need a bag of that.
Powder.
Mix it up and give it a shot.
Let me know. Send me your address and what color you want, or we can send you a color. I mean, I'll send you white. You can't mess up white, right?
Can't mess up white.
Except you wouldn't want to use that on a set of stairs because it would get all scuffed up. You hit the, right? Wouldn't that be practical thing?
No, actually, it'd be very durable.
Yeah,
I think the milk paint's very, very durable. Yeah, that's why they use it upstairs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
If you'd like some milk paint, send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. We can fix you right up. And maybe you can even, maybe Tom will feature that story on the Money Pit website, moneypit.com.
Where the stored America can you get milk, cheese, and milk paint?